Lord, we thank Thee. You grant us another evening whereby we can come into Thy presence. And you allow for us to see Thy heart's desire through Thy word. Lord, we know well that you're so willing to reveal yourself to us. So we do ask that you give us a desire to very willingly to meet you. So that we're able to see your faithfulness and your almightiness. Even from the beginning, you manifest yourself as a Lord who works according to your own will. And you allow for us to see how in days past you accomplish what you want to be done. And you still show us that in the days ahead, it is still you who will accomplish what you want done. Because you are the Alpha. And you are the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. And that's how we are compelled into Thy presence. And we are edified to a point that we will be completed, perfected by Thy will. So Lord, we bow our head and worship Thee. May you captivate our hearts to have a desire to know your work and how you work upon us. So that we would learn how to be mindful of Thy heart. Lord, once again, use Thy word to enlighten our condition within. So that we would constantly, at every moment, fix our sight upon you. We await before Thy presence. Lord, we thank Thee once again for speaking to us tonight. We look and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Last time we saw, that God spoke very solemn words to the people of Israel through the prophet Haggai. They are also very great words.
因为神说,
because God says that He will shake the heaven and the earth. The sea also and the dry land. And that God will also shake all the nations. Now why did God say these words? That is because at that time when the Israelites were building the temple, externally they were at work. Yet within they were still not illuminated. They still had baggage. They still felt that even if we were to finish the building of the temple, it is still nothing in comparison. Therefore, in the entire construction of the temple, God, under His examination, was able to see they were not perfect within. Therefore, God used the prophet to speak to them once again, telling them, saying, do not look at this temple that is visible. You must take notice that in the future, God will make this temple. And that temple is glorious beyond compare. Because when God creates that temple, He will first shake all the heavens and the earth and all things. And when we see these words, we have already mentioned these events are not taking place during the days of Ezra. But it is during the events that are taking place during that time to manifest the glory that God will manifest during the time of the kingdom. Because we can be able to realize the context which the Haggai prophet proclaims did not be fulfilled during that time. Even God Himself says it is not at that time. God says not soon after. It is not now. It is later. And even though God says soon after, but if we're to somewhat calculate, it is not a short period for us. But as to God, that is only a few days. If brothers and sisters remember, God looks 1,000 days as 1,000 years as one day, and 1,000 days as 1,000 days as 1 year. So from the time of Haggai to now, it is but a few days. So God says, in a little while to him, that is something that we can understand. But we have to take note when God says there, He will fill this temple with glory. God also says the latter glory of this house will be greater than the former. Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention. God says, I will fill this house with glory. Now, how do we explain that? Is it later on? All nations will bring their wealth, their treasure. They will build this temple to fill this temple. Therefore, this temple will be glorious beyond compare. Is that the case? In man's concept, that seems like the case. But if we're able to understand God's heart a little bit more, if we see at the beginning of God's word until the fulfillment of His word, very clearly we're able to understand one thing. Aside from God Himself, where is there glory? If you're to seek glory, you can only come before the presence of the Lord Himself. You must face God Himself. At that moment, then we will know what glory is. That is also to say, besides God, there is nothing that is glory. Now God Himself says, I will fill this house with glory. What does that mean? Then we're able to realize it is not because the gold, the silver, and the treasure is to fill this house. But it is God Himself who fills this house. Now when God's glory fills this house, then this house has glory. If God is not in the midst, There is nothing special about that temple. Before, we somewhat already mentioned. Before Judah was in captivity, the first thing that man will take note of, that is the glory of God departed away from the temple. That's speaking of God Himself who have left the temple. God Himself also departed from Jerusalem. Even to a further step, God Himself left Judah. Now, that would be the result. Judah was in captivity. Of course, the reason for Judah's captivity, we see a very important fact, that is the glory of God departed from them. Yet why did God depart from them? Why did God's glory depart from the temple? It is not because God was willing to do so, but God was forced out. That was the people of Judah forced God out, that he did not even have a foothold. We already went to look at the passage in Ezekiel on the condition of the people of Judah before the captivity. We were truly able to see there was indeed not one place where God can have a foothold. So God must leave. But we thank God. Here God says, come build this house. Do not be concerned what the situation is at hand. Do not be concerned with the fact after the finish of the temple if this is a glorious and majestic house or not. What you must take notice, if God is in the midst of not. In the rebuilding process, God repeatedly said, I am with you. So do this work. Now it is in the process. The work has begun again. God says a greater thing. I will fill this house with glory. And the latter glory of this house will be greater than the former. We all know. When it's speaking of the former glory, in our concept, it is the glorious condition during the times of Solomon. But here, when God is speaking of this glory again, He is first to bring man to realize what glory is. He first also allows man to understand that material glory is not trustworthy, and they are not true. You can see the former house, which is Solomon's temple. Is it still there?
没有了?
No.
你们看,从前看过的那些人,
those who have seen it.
现在你看,什么都没有了,
now you see, it is not there anymore. It is in ruins.
是你眼睛不要看在那个物质的东西上面。
So, with your eyes, do not fix it what is visible.
你要留意神要做的是什么?
You must take note what God is doing.
特别要留意的是神的自己。
Especially pay attention to God Himself.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这些话是我们上一次
Now, these are the words we mentioned lightly last time.
Now we'll
begin with verse 10 to see why God says these words.
那我们留意上头刚才所提到的那些话, 是当年七月, 21号说的,
we take note that the words that we just shared on were spoken on the 21st day of the 7th month.
现在神再一次来说话,
now God speaks again.
7月21号以后,
this is after the 21st day of the 7th month that God spoke again.
7月21以前神说过话, 就把他们带到重新恢复建殿的工程。
The words which God spoke before the 21st day of the 7th month brought them to start the rebuilding work again.
7月21号说话的时候, 建殿的工程是在进行中。
When God spoke on the 21st day of the 7th month, the work of the rebuilding was in process.
工程居然是进行了,
yes, they are in the process.
神还在那里说话,
God is still speaking.
那为什么神说话呢?
Now, why did God speak?
那在七月说了以后,
after God spoke in the 7th
month, 到9月24又说,
God speaks again on the 24th day
那就是他们,
of the
9th month. 那就是他们神 那意思说过话了以后,两个月以后,
that is over 2 months later that God speaks to them again.
神又向哈该先知说话,
God speaks again to the prophet Haggai.
让哈该先知把神的话带到神的百姓的那里,
so the prophet Haggai is able to bring the word of God to the people.
我们一定要
now we must take hold of the situation at hand. The Jews were not in a condition where they ceased from working. Externally, they may be working very hard. But God felt there was still a shortcoming in their midst.
建殿的工程的上面, 神觉得他们还不够达到神的心意。
In the process of this construction work, God felt they were not able to attain to God's desire.
那所以神就9月24日又说话。
So on the 24th day of the 9th one, God spoke.
这一天神说了两次话。
God spoke twice this day.
这两次的话, 一次是对着百姓的。
These 2 times that God spoke, one was to the people,
一次是对着领袖的,
and one was to the leaders.
我们看下去的时候, 我们就知道这两次的话是非常重要的。
When we read on, we realize how important these 2 words are.
因为都是牵连到神的那个性情, 或者说是牵连到神做工的法则。
Because it has to do with God's nature or the way in which God works.
正正是在那里, 对付人在神面前最缺欠的那一个部分。
It directly deals with the greatest shortcoming regarding man.
那9月24日, 神头一次向该先知说话。
Now, the first time which God spoke on the 24th day of the 9th month,
他给哈该先知两个问题,
he asked the prophet Haggai 2 questions.
头一个问题,
the first question,
这都是律法上的问题。
This is the question concerning the law.
神把他们带到律法的事实的里面,
God brings them into the fact of the law.
然后透过律法那个事实, 让他们看见那个属灵的法则。
Through the fact stated in the law for them to see the spiritual principle.
头一个问题是什么呢?
What is the first question?
他说,
he says,
你去问那些祭司,
ask now the priest,
如果有人用他的衣襟, 来兜做那个圣肉，这个衣襟挨着饼，或是汤，或是酒，或是油，或是别的食物，那些这些许多的东西，会不会成为圣？
God says, if a man carries holy meat in the fold of his garment and touches bread with this fold or cooked food, wine, oil, or any other food will become holy.
那弟兄姊妹你注意啊,
brothers and sisters, take note.
这是律法上面说到 祭司服事的时候的一些个条例。
This speaks on the statutes regarding the service of the priest.
而就是说到那些祭牲的肉。
It speaks of the holy meat.
可以吃的。
They can eat it.
特别是那个赎罪祭的。
Especially the sin offering.
那是可以吃的那些，但是有赎罪祭有些是不能吃的。
They are able to partake of that. Some of the sin offering they cannot eat.
凡是带把他的血带进圣所里边的那些祭牲的肉是不能吃的。
All the meat of the sacrifice that brings the blood into the temple, they cannot partake of that meat.
要全部烧在祭坛上边的。
They must all wholly be burned on the altar.
如果那些血祭牲的血没有带进会幕里边去的。
Now, if the blood of the sacrifice was not brought into the tabernacle,
那除了一小部分要烧在坛上以外，
besides a small portion of that to be burned, offered on the altar,
其余的那些要留下来让祭司们吃的。
The remaining must be left behind to be eaten by the priest.
说到那些可以吃的那些祭肉。
Now, the sacrifice, the meat that is able to be eaten,
它有成圣的能力的。
They are able to sanctify.
所以这 那一块肌肉啊，它挨着什么物件，什么物件都会成圣的。
So whatever matter that piece of meat touches, it becomes holy.
所以神就告诉祭司们要非常非常小心，用一个很严谨的态度来处理那些肌肉。
Therefore, God tells the priest to use a very solemn attitude, to be very careful in handling, dealing with these meat, the sacrifice.
因为那些祭肉啊，它碰到什么东西，什么东西都会成，因着那个祭肉成圣的。
Because whatever the meat touches, it will be sanctified, it will become holy.
那现在神就让哈该去问祭司们。
Now, God wants Haggai to ask the priest.
就着律法上面来说。
According to the law,
接过圣肉的那个衣襟
，the garment that touches the holy meat，
那它本身成圣了。
itself the garment becomes holy。
如果这一个成圣的衣襟碰到其他的物件
，now this garment which has become holy if it touches other things，
会不会叫其他的物件也成为圣呢
？Would it also make the other things holy？
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个对我们来说，我们觉得是很无聊的问题，很无聊的问题。
Brothers and sisters, to us, this is a question that is much nonsense to us. We cannot understand why.
我问这个干什么？
Why are you asking such a question?
没有什么可能会碰到的。
This is nothing that we will encounter.
因为你看到那个祭司处理那个祭肉的那个条例的时候。
Because when you realize the statutes the priest has to follow to deal with the meat, the sacrifice.
这些兜过衣襟的兜过圣肉的那些物件。
These garments that hold the holy meat, the sacrifice.
马上就要洗了。
Immediately they will be washed.
不能让它在那一种好像是永远留着那个圣的那个光景啊。
It seems like they have to be washed immediately so that their sanctification of touching the holy meat cannot remain for a long time.
但是现在因为还没有洗
now,
就碰到别的东西。
Now because the garment has yet to be washed and they touch other things.
那能不能因着它是圣了、是碰到那些东西，那些东西也成为圣呢。
Now would it become that the garment which has become holy touch other things would also make the other things holy?
士师们就说。
The judge, the priest would say.
绝对不可能。
No.
然后第二个问题来了。
Now the second question.
那第二个问题是什么呢
？What is the second question?
他说，如果有人摸过死尸。
If someone has touched a corpse.
他就染了污秽了。
He has become unclean.
如果他没有得洁净以前就碰到一些物件
Now before he cleanses himself and he touch any other things
那是给他碰到的物件算不算污秽呢
Would those things become unclean
算不算给沾污了呢
Would they then become defiled
祭司的那个回答非常的干脆
The priest answered very crisply
必算污秽
It will become unclean
弟兄姊妹们，当神问这两个问题，什么意思呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, what is the reason for God to ask these two questions?
那然后神就对他开始。
And then God says to Haggai,
这个国民呢、啊，就是现在那时候犹太人啊，他们在我面前就是这样咯。
So is this people, and so is this nation before me.
他们手中所做的一切的工作都是这样咯。
This is the very work of their hands.
甚至他们在坛上所献的也是这个样咯。
And what they offer there is unclean.
这个是什么样？
What is that condition?
那我们也是要弄清楚。
Now we must...
所以问这两个问题，究竟要叫神的子民认识一些什么事情？
Now we must first be clear why God wants to ask these two questions. What does he want his people to know?
头一个问题乃是说，
The first question is,
你说为什么一经碰到圣肉，一经就成为圣？
You question then, why did the garment become holy when it touches the holy meat?
这个成了圣的衣襟为什么不能使另外的事物成为圣？
Now then, why is it this holy garment which has become holy, when it touches other things, it will not make the other things holy?
那弟兄姊妹，我们先要注意那个祭牲的预表。
Now, brothers and sisters, first, we must realize the sign of the sacrifice.
这个祭牲的预表就是预表主。
Now, the sacrifice, it is a sign of the Lord. It's the symbol of the Son of God. Then it becomes very clear.
为什么已经包括圣肉，它就成为圣？
Why is it the garment which has hold the holy meat becomes holy?
为什么这个成圣的已经，它是因着圣肉而成圣的，它碰到别的事物的时候，别的事物也不因为它成圣，它也跟着成为圣。
That is also why the holy garment which became holy by touching the holy meat would not make other things holy when it touches other things.
那个事实不是很清楚吗？
Isn't that fact very clear?
你要在神的面前成为圣，
If you want to be sanctified, you be holy before God,
与主发生关系。
You must have a direct relationship with the Lord.
你不能间接与主发生关系。
You cannot have an indirect relationship with the Lord.
只有直接与主发生关系。
Only when you have a direct relationship with the Lord.
这样在神面前才是给神承认，给神接纳的。
Then only before God's presence you are accepted and acknowledged before Him.
所有间接的那都与神没有直接的关联的。
Anything that has an indirect relationship does not have anything directly related with God.
你不能说我的朋友是基督徒，我就是基督徒。
You cannot claim that because my friend is a Christian, therefore I am a Christian.
说得更亲密一点。
To be even more intimate.
我不能说我的亲太太是神的儿女，我也当然是神的儿女。
It cannot be because my wife is a child of God, therefore I am a child of God.
没有这样的事。
No such thing.
神从来没给我们看到有这样的事。
God has never shown us this matter.
神一直给我们看到。
God continues to show us.
人和神的关系是直接的。
God's relationship with man is direct.
没有遗传的。
There is no inheritance.
没有那个可以分给人的。
You cannot divide it to others.
你不能说我有的那一份我分一点给他。
You cannot say, I have this, so I give you some of mine.
是我是神的儿子，我分一点给他，他也成了神的儿子。
I'm the child of God, so I give a little to the other person, they also become a child of God.
没有这样的事。
No such thing.
神让我们看到。
God shows us.
要和神中间有一个和谐的关系。
We must have a harmonious relationship.
有一个蒙纪念的关系。
We have to have a relationship that's remembered by God.
那必须是人和神中间有那个直接的关系。
It must be a direct relationship between God and man.
这是头一个问题。
This is the first question.
第二个问题。
The second question.
就更清楚了。
Even more clear.
一切接触死亡的。
Anything that touches death,
一切没有生命的,
anything that does not have life,
都是污秽的,
they are unclean.
这个还更清楚了。
This is too clear.
那因此神就借着哈给哈该这两个问题。
Therefore, God gave these two questions to Haggai.
那就让哈该去领会。
So Haggai will understand.
如果人的所有、人的所作不是与神之间发生关系，那就在神面前没有蒙纪念的事实。
If man, who he is and what he has done, has no direct relationship with God, it will not be remembered by God.
这个是第一步。
That's the first step.
假如
Now,
有了第一步
Now if you have the first step
但是他在执行的过程的里头
Yet in the process of execution
它不是在生命里面做出来的
It is not done in life
那这样一切不在生命里面做出来的
What is done not as a result of life
也是神所不能接受的
It is also something God will not accept
弟兄姊妹们你说
Brothers and sisters you say
那不在生命里面做出来
If it's not done as a result of life,
为什么神不能接受呢?
Why is it that God cannot accept it?
难道神只有生只接受有生命的吗?
Would it be that God only accepts that which has life?
那就是我们的心思和头脑是非常容易把这个做看作一个 工作的方法。
Now, brothers and sisters, in our mind and our concept, very easily we think this is a way of work, a principle.
但是神看见一些，他不是看我们工作的方法。
But when God looks at these, He does not look at the way in which we work.
他是看我们工作的性质。
But He looks at the nature of our work.
就这你留意到，在神的眼中看来。
Brothers and sisters, realize in God's sight,
一切事物的性质不是生命就是死亡。
All the nature characteristic of the work is either life or death.
如果不是生命就是死亡。
If it is not in life, then it is in death.
是那么很清楚的二分法的。
It is crystal clear, it's this or the other.
很多时候我们说 很多事情不能二分法不是这个一定就是那个
well, many things we say that if it's not this it must be that
但属灵的事情就不是这样
no, but that is not the spiritual matter
属灵的事情、啊、对不起属灵的事情就是这样的
that is the spiritual matter
在人中间是二分法不是绝对的。
In man's view, that is not always absolute.
但是在神的做工的范围里头。
But in God's way of working.
是那样明确清楚的。
It is crystal clear, very absolute.
用现在人的话来说。
In other words, using today's terms.
那就是说在神的面前没有灰色地带的。
That is, with God, there is no gray area.
不是生命就是死亡。
If it is not in life, it is death.
在神那里没有不生不死的。
You cannot be hanging in the middle.
要么就是活的。
Either you're alive.
要么就是死的。
Or you're dead.
那但是在人中间呢
?But in the middle of man,
我们是习惯了。
We're used to this.
不是黑也不一定是白。
We're not black, but we may not be white.
不是白也不一定也不必然是黑。
Even if I'm not white, I'm not necessarily black.
它可以是白与黑当中的那个部分是灰色的。
I'm somewhere in between, I'm gray.
尤其是像现在。
Especially present day.
很多人特别是现在那个世界上的那个政治与外交的那些动作。
There are many today, especially in the political arena where, with the ambassadors.
他就不给你一个明确的那个领会。
They will not give you a definite answer.
他就是给你一个模糊的感觉。
They'll give you something that's very abstract.
你说这样也可以。
You say, that's okay.
你说那样也可以。
If you say that, it's okay.
正因为这样。
It's because of that.
那个对手就不敢。超次了
And so the opponent have to be very careful.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
神说到他的事情是非常绝对的
When God speaks on his own matters, it is very absolute.
是就是是
Yes is yes.
不是就是不是
No is no.
是生命就是生命
If it's life, it is life.
没有生命就是没有
If it has no life, it has no life.
不是生命就是死亡
If it's not life, it is death.
这一点神很严肃的给犹大的百姓那一个时候 要很准确的来抓牢。
With God, He wants the Jews at that time to grab hold of very tightly.
那为什么神要这样说呢？
Now, why must God say this?
当神给犹大的百姓领会了这一些的原则以后，
Now, when God allows for the Jews to understand this principle,
神就给他们面对一个事实了。
God lets them face this fact.
他说你们留意
He says, consider,
在今天以前
consider from this day onward,
耶和华的殿没有一块石头垒在石头上的光景
before one stone was placed on another in the temple of the Lord,
那就是说到那个圣殿啊那工程还没有开始以前
That is before the construction of the temple.
准确的呢
Accurately.
就是说在他们恢复建殿的工程以前
Strictly is before they started the rebuilding work.
神就说
God says,
你们来到谷堆那里
When you came to the grain heap,
你们猜想应该可以拿到二十斗
You think you can have 20 measures.
我把它说到我们现在容易明白的话了嘛。
Now just put it in present day terms, that's easy for us to understand.
人来到那个谷堆那里。
When you come to the grain heap.
他以为我能拿到。200斤的谷子
They think they can have 200 kilograms of the wheat, the grain.
但事实上一量一称
But when they measure it and put it on the balance,
只有100斤
It is only 100.
那有人来到酒池那里
And when they come to the wine press,
他们以为应该在这个时候可以拿到50桶酒
They think they can draw 50 measures.
结果呢只能拿到了20桶
They can only have 20
然后就说在你们手中各样的工作上神用旱风煤烂冰雹来攻击你们
God says I smote you and every work of your hands with blasting wind, mildew and hail
你们仍不归向我
Yet you did not come back to me
弟兄姊妹们我们留意了
Brothers and sisters, we take note
如果神说这个话
If God says these words,
是说他们没有恢复建造圣殿以前就是第一章的时候的时候
When God says these words before they started rebuilding again that is in chapter 1
我们领会
Then it's easy for us to understand
但现在神说这样的光景
But now when God says this condition
不是在他们没有恢复工作以前
It is not before they started to rebuild
是他们恢复工作以后
But it's after they have started to rebuild
那弟兄你留意
Brothers and sisters
18节
Verse 18
你们要追想此日以前
To consider from this day onward
这个此日是指的什么
Now, this day onward, what day is that pointing for?
就是当天神说这个话的那一天。
That is the day which God spoke these words.
他说就是从这9月24日起。
That is from the 24th day of the ninth month.
想到耶和华殿根基的日子。
From the day when the temple of the Lord was founded, consider.
在这段时间里。
During this period.
那就是说。
That is.
他们立了。耶和华根基以后就停了工。
That is after they have laid the foundation, they ceased the work.
经过了十多年，他们又恢复工作了。
After over a decade, then they started the work again.
并且一直工作两个多月。
And then they are in the work for over 2 months.
这个话还是真实的。
And these words still hold true.
你说怎么搞的呢?
You doubt. What is this about?
你说没有复工。
If you did not restart,
神对付我们。
Then God will deal with us.
现在我们复了工。
But now we're working.
神还是在那里对付我们。
Yeah, God is still dealing with us.
那我们复工跟不复工没有什么两样。
Then what's the difference of us working or not?
也许他们当中有人会这样说了。
Perhaps some in their midst might say,
早知如此。
If I knew this was going to happen,
我们就不复工好了。
Then I won't even start to work again.
现在这两个多三个月的工啊，是好像白做了。
Now, after these 2-3 months, it seems like we have done for nothing.
因为做了，我们还是得不到丰足。
Because even after we started working,
我们还是在神的管教的底下。
We're still under God's discipline.
但弟兄姊妹们
But, brothers and sisters,
你说为什么神做这样的事
You question why is God doing this?
神第一在第一章的时候指出你们的缺乏那是因为你们忘记了神的殿
In chapter 1 God points out to them You're in lack because you forgot about the temple of God
现在我们没有忘记了
Now we did not forget
我们都来复工了
We come to work again
我们都在建造中了
We're in the rebuilding
但神你还是叫我们在缺乏的里
But God you still allow for us to be in shortcoming
这是怎么回事呢
Now what is this all about?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你留意
Pay attention
神说这一段话的时候
When God speaks these words
说到17节的靠近末了
Near the end of verse 17
神指出一个事实很严肃
God points out a fact that is very solemn
神说你们以为应该得多少结果你们只得了一半或是还不到一半
God says you think this is what you'll get you did not even get half or less than
half 你们得到的又给神用个各种各样的方法把它弄掉
and what you did receive God has smoked them with all methods
你说神为什么这样不守信实
now you question God how come you are not faithful
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
你留意神说这个话
pay attention to these words that God says
神怎么说
what did he say
他说你们仍不归向我
Yet you did not come back to me
啊，你们仍不归向我
Yet you did not come back to me
弟兄姊妹这个就有点费解了
Brothers and sisters this is hard for us to understand
明明在外面已经做着建殿的工程
Very clearly externally we are at work
明明已经恢复了工作两个多三个月
We have already started the rebuilding again for over 2 months
怎么神说你们仍不归向我
Why is it that God will still say Yet you did not come back to me
弟兄姊妹得留意这里面是什么回事
Brothers and sisters think know what this is all about
如果我们用简单的话来说
If we use simple words
神看见他们在外面好像是归向神。
God sees externally they seem to have gone back to God.
他们里面还没有归向神。
Yet within they did not return to God.
外面他们已经觉得我神从巴比伦把我们带回来是要建造神的殿。
Externally they felt God brought us back from Babylon is to build the temple.
所以我们就只好建神的殿。
So we must build God's temple.
但是里面呢
But within,
他们就是那个心情就很复杂了。
They have much struggle.
第一他们又害怕当时的那个政治的压力或者政治的环境会不会给他们带来一些他们受不了的
First, they are afraid of the political pressure and situation if they will bring forth something they cannot bear.
这是他们停工的原因。
That's the reason they stopped working.
但现在在复工的时候呢
Now,
好像胜过了这一个原因。
Now when they restarted, it seems like they have overcome that reason.
但是事实上他们还是带着很多的恐惧。
But in fact, they still have much fear.
如果他们没有带着一点的恐惧
If they do not have a little bit of fear
弟兄姊妹你就留意到了
Then you take note brothers and sisters
神说过不多时我要震动天和地
God says a little while I will shake the heavens and earth
我要震动列国
I will shake all the nations
如果烈火在他们里面没有叫他们心里有点害怕
If all the nations did not give them some fear within their hearts
神也不必说这个话
God would not need to say those words
神说这个话就是说
God says these words because
你们不必给这些外面的事物来喝倒
It tells them not to be threatened afraid of these things externally
我和你们同在
I am with you
你们就是准确的来建造这个殿就对了。
All you need to do is accurately build this temple, and that will be fine.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
那人没有说
man did not say.
但是神知道人里面是有这个恐惧。
But God knows within man there is this fear.
因着这个恐惧
because of that fear.
那所以在建造的事上面就没有。
Therefore, in the rebuilding work, they were not wholehearted. That's one point.
另外一点就是,
another point being,
那么冒险那么辛苦来建起来的是一个那么难看的建筑殿。
We work so hard and in danger, yet this building which we will finish is not very pretty.
倒不如等到够条件的时候，我们那个时候再做吧。
Why don't we wait? Wait a little bit till we're more qualified, then we'll work. But God, through the mouth of the prophet, tells them, delay no more.
如果再迟延的话,
if you tarry,
第一章里面所说到的他们的遭遇也许还要更糟糕一点。
What God has proclaimed in chapter 1 that their encounter might be even worse.
所以他们复工，从外面来看,
So externally, when they started rebuilding, externally they're very salient.
但是在神的监察里面,
but under God's examination, God knows that they're only just showing the surface to God.
没有一个很绝对的心意在那里，作为一个侍奉那样摆在神的面前。
They were not very absolute in the service to be in the presence of God.
所以等到两个多月以后，神再说话的时候，神就明明指着他们说，你们仍不归向我。So
after 2 months, God directly points to them and says, you have not come back to me.
在神的管教的底下，他们还不
Under God's discipline, they did not return to God.
在神的明显给他们看见神管教的那个原因，他们仍不转回归向神。God
clearly tells them the reason they were disciplined, and yet they did not clearly return to God.
所以你才看到神说，从今天开始。
So we can see God tells them from this day on.
你回头来数算一下。Consider
your days past.
数算，在从耶和华根基那一天到现在
，from the day when the temple of the Lord was founded, consider，
你们有好日子过没有
？Have you spent good days？
以前停工
，you cease your work before，
没有好日子过
，you did not have good days。
你说这个是神的管教
，you say that's the discipline of God。
那现在我们已经复工了
，now we are ready building again。
怎么我们还在这个神的管教的底下？
Why is it now we're still under the discipline of God?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神让他们很清楚的看见。
God clearly shows them.
你要做神所要做的事情。
If you want to do what God wants to do,
应付神,
you cannot just try to get by with God.
你不能只有外面的动作。
You cannot have external action.
你必须要有里面的那个
You must have that reality and vision within.
你要看见你做这一个是为的是什么?
You must be able to see why is it that you're doing this.
你做这一个是不是真实的照着神的心意来做出来?
You must be able to see if you're truly doing according to the will of God.
换句话来说,
In other words,
神又把他的百姓带到一个地步是里外一致的。
God will bring his people to a point where they're the same within and without.
外面所做的是神所纪念的。
Externally, what they do is remembered by God.
里面所有
What they have within is also counted by God.
现在犹大的百姓呢，只有外面的那一个纪念。
Now the people of Judah, they only have what is remembered externally.
却没有里面的数算。
Yet it was not counted what they have within.
那么这一个在神面前就是一个缺欠。
Now that is a shortcoming before God.
是因着这样的一个缺欠。
And because of this shortcoming,
神就把那个原因告诉他们。
God tells them that very reason.
为什么你们复工了以后还是碰到这样的难处？
Why is it you still have this difficulty after you rebuild again?
那现在神把他们的缺欠
Now God tells them their shortcoming.
如果他们体会神的心思,
now if they understand God's
神在这里给他们一个应许,
heart, God gives them this promise.
他说, 如果你们里面对了,
if you are correct within,
你们归向我了,
and you come back to me,
从今日开始
，From this day on，
我一定赐福给你们
，I will bless you。
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢
，Brothers and sisters， we thank God。
因为神带领属他的人来做他所要做的事情的时候
，Because when God leads His people， those who belong to Him to do His work，
神不会只是起一个头就放任
，God will not just begin and will let go。
他起一个头
，He will begin，
他就带领继续的进行
，He will also lead to continue，
一直到一切按照神的心意来完成
，Until all is completed according to His desire。
这就是那起初起初发起这个工作
，He is also the one who initiates the work。
他一定成全这个工作。
He will also complete the work。
这是腓立比书第一章里边所说的，我一下就把那个准确的字句要说就说不出来。
I cannot recall the exact words in Philippians chapter one。
那里怎么说？我们
Let's take a look and see what it says there。
在哪里啊？是那动了善功，那动了善功的必成全这功。
He will begin a good work in you, will perfect it.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那不仅是在新约的时候，神上教会。显明这个事实。
Not only did God manifest this to the church in the new covenant.
在旧约的日子，神在他的百姓中间做工，神也如此显明这个事实。
Even in the old covenant, when God works amongst His people, He manifests the same fact.
而我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
因为他很清楚的说明。
Because He clearly says.
人在他的面前里面对了。
When God says when man is correct before him within,
他外面才能对
then only will it be right without.
如果里面不对的话
if they're not right within,
那外面做的怎么像样还是不对
no matter how they seem to be right externally, it is still not right.
里面对了
if they're right within,
也就是说里面那个带领去做了
and they do according to the guidance within,
那就在神面前蒙纪念蒙数算
then they are remembered and counted before God.
那这是二十四天，九月二十四日的那一天，神借着先知哈该向犹大的百姓说的头一次话。
Now that is the first time God spoke to the people through the prophet Haggai on the 24th day of the ninth month.
这是对着整个的犹大来说的。
This is speaking to the entire people of Judah.
那么说过了这个话。
Now after these words,
不晓得隔多久。
We don't know how long.
也许隔一个小时。
Maybe one hour.
也许那些话是上午。
Maybe in the morning it was spoken these words.
现在到了下午。
Now it's in the evening.
这个时间当中的差距我们不知道。
Now we don't know the difference between the first time and the second time.
反正过了一阵子。
But after a short while.
在同一天里头。
On the same day.
神又在说话。
God says.
那是二十节以后的事。
That is after verse 20.
他说这月二十四日，耶和华的话二次临到哈该说。
Then the word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the ninth month.
从上文我们看到。
Later on we can see.
这个第二次的说话的对象。
The audience of this second word.
就不是全体犹大。
It is not to the entire people of Judah.
乃是犹大的两个首领。
But it is to the two leaders of Judah.
特别是对所罗巴伯来说。
Especially to Zerubbabel.
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
Now brothers and sisters take note.
在这里神对所罗巴伯所说的话。
Now the words that God says to Zerubbabel.
好像跟上头神说过的话有点重复。
It seems like it is a repeat of the words God spoke before.
上面说神要震动列国。
God says he will shake the heavens and earth.
那现在神又再说一遍。
Now he says it again.
好像就是说这么一个事情。
It says like that's all he says.
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你稍微留心看进去的时候，
If we pay attention and read into it,
你看到这里头有一个非常非常特别的事实是在上面没有碰到的。
You will see within there's a very practical fact that is not mentioned previously.
啊，不错。
Yes.
神对所罗巴伯说，
God says to Zerubbabel,
他将来要震动天地。
I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth.
啊，他也轻浮列国的宝座，除灭列邦的势力，并轻浮战车和坐在其上的。
And he will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms and destroy the power of kingdoms of the nations and overthrow the chariots and their riders.
马匹跌倒，骑马的败落，个人被弟兄的刀所杀。
And the horses and the riders will go down, every one by the sword of another.
好像跟上头所说过的是没有两样。
It seems as if the same from what was said previously.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
现在对所罗巴伯说的话，就说的更具体一点。
Now the words he speaks to Zerubbabel is more concrete.
但是我们所留意的不是具体，或是没有那么具体。
But what we take note of is not whether it's more substantial or not.
而是当神说了这些话的时候，神所带出的一件事情。
But it is after God speaks these words what he brings forth.
但是我们不能不先注意神给所罗巴伯所说的头一段话。
But let's first take note of the first words which God says to Zerubbabel.
那是什么呢？
What is that?
那是所罗巴伯，我们晓得他是当时的省长。
Now we know at that time Zerubbabel was the governor.
他是有政治责任的。
He has a political responsibility.
我们读以斯拉记的时候，
When we read Ezra,
我们留意到一件事。
We take note of one thing.
第二，当他们重新建造圣殿的时候，
When they started to rebuild the temple again,
那个抵挡的势力的里头，有一部分是从官方来的。
Amongst opposition of the rebuilding of the temple, one came from the government.
并且那个是来自叫做河西的总督。
And one, that was, it was from the governor that was on the west of the river.
这一个比这个犹大省长大多了。
He is in a higher political position than this governor of Judah.
权力比所罗巴伯大。
He had more power than Zerubbabel.
那因此站在一个做省长的所罗巴伯的地位上面，
Therefore, standing in the political position as a governor for Zerubbabel,
你能体会得到他所受的那个政治的压力有多大。
You can just understand and feel the pressure he had politically.
他要承担的那一个政治的责任有多重。
How heavy his political responsibility was.
弟兄姊妹记得，
Brothers and sisters, remember,
他们起先停工的时候，
The first time they stopped the work,
河西总督那边给他们的那个罪名是什么？
What was that accusation the one who was in charge of the west of the river gave to them?
这个是反叛的城。
This is a rebellious city.
他们在这里做这样的事情。
When they're doing this here,
他们做成，并且他们这一批人啊，历来就是就是反叛的。
And this group of people, they have always been rebellious.
所以现在这个问他们在那边建造圣殿这个事情是非常非常不简单的。
So now they're building this temple, the city, it is not simple at all.
这完全是一个政治的压力。
That is political pressure.
但是那个时候他犹大人当中他们并没有任何一个做官长的去承担那个政治责任。
Yet, for the Jews at that time, no one had that responsibility to bear.
但是现在所罗巴伯站在一个省长的那个地位上的时候，
But now, when Zerubbabel is in the position of the governor there,
他要承担政治责任。
He had to bear the political pressure.
所以所罗巴伯心思的里面总是有一个
So, in the heart of Zerubbabel, nevertheless, he had a burden there.
那如果说一个做首领的，他里边背着重担。
Now, as far as a leader is concerned, he has a burden within.
你就很不容易说，那些在他手下的人不背重担。
You cannot neglect the fact that those under him would also be heavy laden.
如果这个做首领的在神面前有保留。
Now, if there's reservation with the leader,
那么他。 与他在一起的人，你让他们不更多一点的保留，那是不可能的。Then
those who are under him would even have more reservation.
那所以现在你留意到了，神第二次说话的时候，就单单对着所罗巴伯来说话。So
here you can see the second word which God has, it is solely directed to Zerubbabel.
他要一个做首领的人，和去脱离那个环境的辖制。He
wants one who is as a leader would be delivered from the situation that is visible.
神称他说了很清楚的话。God
says very clear words to him.
不仅是说震动天地。Not
only to shake the heavens and earth.
他也特别多说了一些烈火的光景。He
especially more practical on the condition of the nations.
第七节那里只是说我必震动万国。In
verse 7, it only says, I will shake all the nations.
现在22节那里就说我必倾覆列国。Now
in verse 22, it says, I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms.
你看神说的那个话是比先前所说的是严重多了。You
can see the severity of God's words here is greater.
我不就是震动他。I
not only shake them.
我是要把它倾覆。I
will overthrow them.
倾覆列国的宝座。I
will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms.
除灭列邦的势力。And
destroy the power of the kingdoms.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你来注意这个。
Pay attention to this.
他说,
he says,
所罗巴伯,
Zerubbabel,
我一定要震动天地。I
am going to shake the heavens and the earth.
那用神的应许, 来做一个保证,
to use God's promise as a guarantee.
神说我必,
God says, I will, I must.
我必震动天地,
I must shake the heavens and the earth.
但是天地震动,
but even though the shaking of the heavens and the earth,
我所罗巴伯和犹大人也是在天地的当中。
For me, Zerubbabel and the Jews, we are in the heavens and the earth.
所以当天地受震动的时候，我们也一样受震动。
So when the heavens and the earth are shaken, we would also be shaken.
没有解决我们的问题。
It does not solve our problem.
但是神的话没有停在这里。
But God's words did not cease there.
神没有明明说出。 我震动天地的时候，我不叫你们受震动。
But God did not clearly say, when I shake the heavens and earth, you will not be shaken.
但是神是说了。
But God said,
不是说在下面。
He says later,
没有说在这里。
He did not say it in verse 22.
但是神让所罗巴伯很清楚看见。
But Zerubbabel sees very clearly,
神要怎么做。
What God will do.
然后神就说,
And then God said,
我要倾覆列国的宝座, 除灭列邦的势力。
And I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms and destroy the power of kingdoms.
并倾覆战车和坐在其上的。
And I will overthrow the chariots and their riders.
下边还有一点。
And then some more.
那这整段的话,
All this passage.
很清楚地告诉所罗巴伯,
very clearly tells Zerubbabel.
列国他们的权柄要给倾覆。
The nations and their power will be overthrown.
他们所有的力量也给倾覆。
All their powers will be destroyed.
这里所说的完全是说的那个军事的力量。
Here it says of their army.
宝座那里是说的政治的力量。
When it says their thrones, it's speaking of their political power.
政治和军事的力量我都要把他们完全的倾覆。
So God will overthrow and destroy the political and military power.
与你为敌的。
They will not be your enemy.
说你放心好了。
So you can be assured.
并且我用不着你们去与他们去抵挡。
And you do not need to oppose them.
因为等到那个事情一震动的时候,
because when it is shaken,
他们是自相残杀的,
they will slay one another.
所以他那里说是弟兄, 格人, 是被弟兄的刀所杀。
So they will die by one another's sword.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
当神说到这个话的时候,
when God says these words,
我们很自然就会记起基甸的事情,
very easily we remember the events of Gideon.
基甸的300人是对付那个海沙那样多的那个米甸人是怎么去解决的?
Now, how did Gideon and the 300 men with him deal with the army, the swarms of locusts and sand against the Midianites?
我们记得那件事情,
we remember
我们就晓得,
that. We remember that.
完全是米甸人自我残杀,
it is completely
弄垮的,
the Midians fighting against one another that they fell.
现在神说的,
now God says they will slay one another.
不会伤害的,
you will not be harmed. For I am with you. I will do this.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你留意,
pay attention.
那这些话是很明显的对着所罗巴伯来说的,
now these words are clearly spoken to Zerubbabel.
但是这些话都不是很重要,
but these words are not very important.
但在人来看,
to man, as far as man's concerned, these are very important.
因为把外面的那个压力都解除,
because now it takes care of all the external pressures.
但是重要的是在哪里呢?
But where is the importance?
重要的是在接上去神说那两句话。
The importance is still in the words that God says.
23节,
verse 23,
万军耶和华说啊, 我仆人撒拉他的儿子所罗门啊, 所罗巴伯啊,
on that day declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant.
到那日我必以你为印,
on that day I will make you like a signet ring.
因为我拣选了你,
for I have chosen you.
这是万军之耶和华说的,
declares the Lord of hosts.
弟兄姊妹留意了,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这几句话是重点,
this is the focus.
这几句话是非常非常重要的,
these words are very, very important.
这个重要的成分比他们建造圣殿这个事情完成还要重要,
the importance of these words is even more important than the completion of the temple.
因为神在这里宣告一件将来必成的事,
because God here declares something that will come to pass.
弟兄姊妹你注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神在这里对所罗巴伯是这样说,
here God says to Zerubbabel,
他说我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊, 到那日我必以你为印,
on that day, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, I will make you like a signet ring.
这里有三件事情我们要注意的,
here there's three things we have to take note of.
头一件事情,
the first thing,
所罗巴伯是谁,
who was Zerubbabel.
第二件事情,
the second thing,
到那日, 这个那日是指着什么,
on that day, what is that day?
我要以你为印,
I will make you like a signet ring.
这又是一个什么的事实,
and what is that about?
那弟兄说当我们一看到这三件事情的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we see these three things,
你就留意到,
you will take note.
如果从当时的环境来说,
if we look at the situation at hand,
那是解决当时犹大 和犹大的首领心里头的那些幽暗,
at that time, it deals with Judah and the leader of Judah and his worries and concern at that time.
但是神说这个话不是只是为了当时,
but when God says these words, it's only not for that moment.
神说这个话, 乃是为着他的永远的旨意的完成,
God says these words is for the completion of his eternal will.
所以就说当你一看到那个到那日的时候,
so brothers and sisters, when you see on that day,
你就不知道究竟神指着什么来说了,
you don't know what God is speaking of.
你说如果说当时,
you say if it's at that time,
在当时的时候不能等到那日,
at that time it's not on that day,
因为整个的那个威胁是在当时,
because all the crisis remained during that time.
要等到一个不知道什么确定的时间, 那个时候这个威胁才拿走的话, 那我们今天在这里, 建造圣殿就是很危险。
If you have to wait until that day, which is uncertain period, it is very dangerous for us to build a temple now.
那所以我们很清楚地看到,
so very clearly we can see,
神这一个话不单是为了当时解决问题,
these words of God not only solve the situation during that time,
也就是当时要解决的问题引到神那个拣选
But it is through the solving of that situation during that time to proclaim the completion of God's eternal will. The first thing we have to take note of, who is Zerubbabel?
我们读第一章的时候也已经提过他了。
We already mentioned him when we read chapter 1.
那是大卫的后裔。
He is the son of David, the descendant of David.
那是做王的后代。
That is, he is the descendant, the lineage of the throne of the king.
虽然现在他已经丢到了王位。
And now, even though the throne has been forsaken.
如果犹大没有给巴比伦灭掉的话,
now, if Judah was not destroyed by Babylon,
那到了这个时间,
during this time,
坐在 大卫的宝座上呢，就是所罗巴伯。
It is Zerubbabel who will be on the throne of David.
但是在那个时候，所罗巴伯已经没有这个条件了。
But during that time, Zerubbabel did not have this condition.
他不能再坐在宝座上。
He cannot be on the throne.
虽然他不能再坐在宝座上。
Now, even though he cannot be on the throne,
在神的应许里头,
but under the promise of God,
他仍然是大卫的后裔。
He is still the descendant of David.
他仍然是承继承王位的。 有继承王位资格的人。
He is the one who is qualified to inherit the throne.
当然在那个时候,
of course, at that time,
他是不可能再做王位。
He cannot be on the throne.
但是不能做王位这个事情并不抹杀他是大卫的后裔。
But the fact that he cannot sit on the throne does not take away the fact he is qualified because he is the descendant of David. Because of that,
我们就留意到,
then we take note the promise which God gives to David.
我们读
When we read the Old Covenant,
我们都留意到大卫和神中间有两件事情是非常严肃的。
We understand there are two things before God that is very serious with David.
第一个是他的国。
First is his kingdom.
第二个是他的宝座。
The second is his throne.
他的国是到永远。
His kingdom is everlasting.
他的宝座又到永远。
His throne is also everlasting.
这是神和大卫 立约的时候所表达出来的,
that is manifested in God's covenant with David.
到现在,
but now,
我们看到大卫已经不在了,
we see David is no longer.
他的宝座也不在了,
his throne is no longer.
他的国也不存留了,
his kingdom is not around.
那从又是看外面的那个情形,
if we look at it externally,
大卫的, 神给大卫的应许已经告一个段落结束了。
The promise of God to David seems like it has come to an end. It has finished. But we thank God.
现在神点所罗巴伯的名来说话。
Now when God points out at Zerubbabel's name and speaks, what did God say?
就是说回大卫的国和大卫的应许的那个话。
He is speaking back to the words of the promise of David's kingdom and his throne.
所以, 神对所罗巴伯说这个话的时候，他把那个日子放在到那日。
So when God speaks to Zerubbabel, he says in the future on that day.
你说这个到那日好像真是很虚渺。
You said on that day it is so abstract.
但是我们留意神上头所说的。
But when we see what God says previously,
你也看见也不虚渺。
You said it is not very abstract
at all. 因为光是看这里到那日是很 空空洞洞的就是一个时间。
If you say just on that day, it is very empty.
但是你看到上头的时候,
but when you see what is before that,
那这个日是什么日子呢?
On that day, what is that day?
神震动天地的日子。
That is on the day when God shakes the heavens and earth, when he shakes all the nations.
神倾倒列国的宝座的日子。
It is on that day when he overthrew the thrones and the kingdom. We thank our Lord.
当我们看到那日是指做一个什么的时候,
when we see on that day what that day is pointing to,
在连上神点所罗巴伯的名来说话。
And then we connect that to the fact that God points out specifically the name of Zerubbabel.
这个事实就已经很明显了。
Then the fact is very clear.
如果再加上第三件事情,
if we add on the third thing,
我要以你为印,
I will make you a signet ring.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你记得,
you remember,
那个印就是传柄。
Now the signet ring is authority.
你记得,
you remember,
圣经说的,我以你做手上所戴的戒指,做印的那个戒指。
Now, it is as the scripture said, I will put a ring on you as a signet.
特别你记得,
you especially remember,
以斯帖记里边, 神把他的印,就是他的那个戴在手上的戒指, 先是给了,
Haman.
那个亚杂人叫
Haman.
他是哈曼。
And so first, the king in Esther first gave the signet, which is the ring on his finger, to Haman. What did he give him to do? It is for him to make a decree. Now, if you just have the signet on it,
就如同那个波斯王所发表的那个命令,
it is just like the command from the Persian king.
就成了宪法了。
It will become then like the constitution.
用今天的话来讲, 就是宪法了。
In today's term, it's the constitution then.
后来又把这个戒指的印 从哈曼的手里拿回来交给莫迪改。
And then later, this was removed from Haman and given to Mordecai.
你看到那个印的时候,
when you see that signet,
你留意到,
you can take note.
整个以斯帖记的历史的那个转机,
you can see the turning point of the entire history in Esther.
就和那个印很有关联。
Has a direct relationship connected to that signet ring.
为什么那样? 有关联?
Why is it connected so?
因为那个印就是权柄。
Because that signet ring is authority.
那是王的权柄。
It is the king's authority.
现在神在这里说,
now here God says,
所罗巴伯,
Zerubbabel,
我以你为印,
I will make you a signet ring.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
我以你做代表神的权柄,
that you will represent God's authority.
你现在得到一个权柄是在这里发表神。
Now you have this authority which represents God.
因为神说我拣选了。
Because God says, I have chosen you. We thank God. God's word is very clear. Declares the Lord of hosts.
好了,
now,
我们留意了,
let's pay attention.
这一个话,
these words,
有两重的意思在这里,
there are two levels of meaning here.
头一层的意思,
the first level
是指着当时的需要,
it speaks of the immediate need.
神说所罗巴伯,
God says, Zerubbabel,
我用着你做我的权柄的发表,
you will be the manifestation of my authority. You will lead and guide the people of Judah to finish the completion of the temple. No one will disturb you. Because this is what I want to finish.
你现在替我执行这个权柄。Now
you will execute my authority for me.
那这是当时的那一个功用。
That is the function during that time.
但是另外一个功用呢?
But another function,
弟兄姊妹,你留意到那个到那日,这样,这样,这样,这样。
Brothers and sisters, you take note then, on that day, this and this and this.
就很容易就看到了。
Very clearly you can see,
神在这里真正的宣告那个恢复的事实。
Here, God truly declares the reality of that restoration.
圣殿的建造已经是一个恢复的现象。
Now, the restoration of the temple is already an immediate phenomenon.
但是一个真正的恢复乃是那个国度的王显出来。
But the true restoration is in the appearance of the king of that kingdom.
那现在呢?
Now,
你看到神在这里说到这一个,
you can see God declares that issue here.
乃是宣告。 到那日,
God declares on that day,
国度的王要显出来,
the king of the kingdom will appear.
在当时来说,
during that time,
虽然犹大不能再有王,
even though Judah cannot have a king,
以色列不能再有王,
Israel cannot have a king,
但是王的后裔还是在那里,
but the king's descendant is still there.
神的一个拣选的应许没有废去,
the promise of God's choice was not destroyed.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
当我们看到这样的一件事的时候,
now when we see such a thing,
我们就留意到,
then we
take note, 在当时神用哈该来激励犹大人在建殿的事情上面, 不退缩的时候,
during the time when God uses Haggai to encourage the people that they will not retreat from building the temple,
同时也把神那国度的旨意在那一个时候, 向已经失去了国,失去了宝座的犹大,来重新提起神的信实。
At that time, God once again restores the will of the kingdom to the people of Judah at that time where seemingly they lost the kingdom, they lost the throne. It is to remind them of the promise.
当我们看到这里的时候,
so, brothers and sisters, when we see to this point,
very
clearly we understand.
在当时来说,
during that time,
那是为了建殿的工程的完成,
it is for the completion of the temple.
但是从 神的心思的发表这方面来说,
but in the aspect of manifesting the heart of God,
乃是把犹大的百姓带到国度的光里,
it is to bring the people of Judah into the light of the kingdom.
让他们能领会这一点, 到什么程度, 我们不知道,
now we don't know to what degree they can understand during that time.
但是何该先知他知道,
but the prophet Haggai knows,
虽然不是很多人能领会,
even though not many can understand,
但是总是有少数人在那里领会,
but there will be a small number that will understand.
所以他们按照神的心意在那里继续的去做神所要做的工,
so they continue to do the work which God wants them to do.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们看到一件事情,
we see one thing,
外面的光景, 可以各种各样的变动,
the external situations can change many a times,
但是神的那一个旨意没有变动,
but the will of God never changes,
神做工的原则没有变动,
the principle in which God works never changes,
神的应许没有变动,
God's promise never changes,
神在这里给人看见他仍然是在那里做,
God still shows them He is still doing the restoration work.
那对哈该书,
as far as the book of Haggai, we'll end here. Next week, we'll begin with Zechariah.
我们留意到以斯拉记说到犹大人能重建圣殿，那个关键是根据这两个先知。
We can see, as in the book of Ezra, the people started to finish the temple was because of these two prophets.
当然先知当时所说的话都是在心思上面来把神的百姓提起来。
Of course, the words of both prophets is to restore, lift up the hearts of the people.
但是我们留意到哈该先知所传出来的话是端正犹大的百姓的心思这一个方面是比较重。
But we can realize the words of the prophet Haggai is more focused on the fact to adjust the heart, the attitude of the people. The words of the prophet Zechariah is more focused on the fact in God's declaration how He will complete the building work and to prophesize what He will do in the future. When we put these two messages together,
就把犹大的百姓很明确地带起来,
it very clearly, accurately brings up, restores the people of Judah.
在当时来说就完成了建造圣殿的工作,
during that time, it completed the temple.
在神的计划的 启示上面来说,
as far as the revelation of God's plan is concerned,
神非常明确地让他，让人看见他的恢复的工作没有停止。
God clearly shows man that His restoration work did not cease,
并且是朝着他预定的那个目的来靠近,
but is continuing onward and drawing near to His plan.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我想我们就这样看过哈该书。
I think this is the way we will wrap up the book of Haggai.
到了